Yo, what's going on, everybody? It's your boy Zell Johnson, man, back with the Traumafied podcast, man. So I'm on the fly right now, man. I'm on my phone, man. I'm at work and shit, man. I know y'all like, what the fuck? I'm on lunch, though. I ain't set tripping. I'm on lunch. But listen, man. I want to talk about how to cope with anxiety. For y'all that don't know, I have, I guess you can say, severe anxiety. I've had a few panic attacks in the past. I'm probably going to talk about those. But I just wanted to let everybody know, like, how I kind of cope with my anxiety and things that I do. So, okay, I'm going to just get straight into it, man. One of the things I learned about my anxiety is that I have to take breaks, man. Like, I legit have to really take a break, like, from everyone, like, from the family, from the kid, from my friends, from people at work, because I'm gonna just explain how my anxiety works. So basically, with my anxiety, man, it's racing thoughts, unwanted thoughts that just replay over and over and over and over and over and over. And people tell you, like, yo, man, you know, just chill out, just relax, just do this. And it's like, bro, when I do that, it gets worse. And when I'm around people, it's better. But then it's a side of me, it's a part of me that's like, I need to get away from everybody. So it's kind of like a fucked up confusion in the mind type thing. Bad thoughts, bad thoughts, bad thoughts, old thoughts, memories, and things that just keep fucking replaying in your head. And at first I thought it was just, you know, growing pains and, okay, you know, I'm growing up, I'm going through things. But when I realized it would cripple me, to the point where I didn't want to get out the bed. I would think about it so hard, I would get a fucking headache. And along with it is my depression. So sometimes when you have, like, I can only speak for myself. But what I've been told, what I've seen, or, you know, is that when you have depression, sometimes anxiety can go hand in hand with it, or vice versa. And I have depression as well, take medication for both. The medication does work. It does have side effects. But I learned that once I started taking the medication for about 2 weeks or so, things would get better. But for those first 2 weeks or so or something like that, bro, it's kind of tough. You know what I mean? But anywho, I take breaks, I take my medication, do things that make you feel happy. Depending on what kind of person you are, a lot of us spend so much time making sure everyone else is straight that people look at you like the strong one and they forget, like, damn. That person might be fucked up too. And I'm guilty of that. I'm not gonna lie, I'm guilty of that. Especially like with my brother Gary. He was always a strong one, and I ain't gonna lie, I kinda took it for granted. Him being the one to hold shit down, help my mom out, my older brother Chico, you know, holding shit down. So I'm like, damn, you know what, I need to check on them more. But sometimes, man, I'm just in these moods where I don't wanna talk. So it's almost as if you gotta force yourself. It's hard, it's scary. You really don't be wanting to talk, but at the same time, you like, damn, I gotta get this shit up off my chest or it's gonna kill me. You know what I mean? I first started experiencing anxiety when I was, it was when I was little, but I didn't know what it was. So for those that don't know, I'm like hella claustrophobic. Like, hella claustrophobic. I can give y'all a few quick stories. When I was a kid, man, I got trapped in this fucking laundromat, right? And the we was playing hide and go seek. These kids chased me. I run inside the laundromat, locked the fucking door. Well, little did I know is that the damn laundromat door was broke and I was stuck in that motherfucker. They outside banging on the door, banging on the door, banging on the door. I'm in there and I think that was my first bout of like claustrophobic. And then one time I got stuck in the elevator. We was in Washington, D.C. for some shit. And then one time I was on a job. So it happened twice. Stuck in the elevator. And then one time I had a panic attack in the backseat of my brother's car. It was one of those two-door Monticello's and shit. You know, Monticello's, I believe that's what it's called. Monte Carlo, Monticello, Monte, one of them. Well, y'all know what I'm talking about. One of them cars, right? So it's two doors. I'm having a serious panic attack. I jump out that bitch. My boy Mike, my brother, looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, yo, what's up with you? And another incident, man, I'm in England. First time out the country, y'all know I'm a nigga from the hood. I'm from the hood, so I don't really know much about traveling and other world shit. So long story short, man, I'm in England and my mother-in-law got this nice ass BMW, right? Nice as fuck. And I guess it got like a child lock on it or some shit, man. But anyways, my daughter's in the car seat. My wife is back there with me and I'm back there and it's cramped. You know, her stepfather's real tall and shit like that. So, you know, he needs space. And like when she pull off, I'm dead ass like, hold up, stop the car, pull over. Had a fucking panic attack. Had to get in the front seat, felt like a bitch. But man, it's like, how do you cope with those things? One, stay the fuck out of tight spaces for me, speaking of myself. And again, when you feel that anxiety coming up, man, you really gotta take a break. Meditation. Some people listen to like the people talking and all that type of shit. I don't really like that. I like more like rain sounds or like not white noise, but like really rain and like good music. Not really. When I'm going through those fits, I don't really like hip hop. Now, if I'm mad, yeah, a little hip hop. But if I'm going through a fit, man, I really like calm, good music. Like, just feel good music. Like, not too much bumping and jumping, but just like, you know, something that's chill, something that's relaxed. Like, it doesn't even have to be hip hop. It could be any type of music. I like all types of music, from 80s rock to techno to pop. Hip hop. I like all that shit. I'm not just a hip hop head. I know some niggas just, that's all they listen to is hip hop. And it's like, damn, bro, like, let's move around a little bit. Get a little something else in that noggin. But yeah, man, so I take my breaks, go in my man cave, relax, get the fuck up off social media, man. Like, social media be really fucking our heads up because you looking all day long. Everybody got this, everybody got that. What the fuck I got? So had to step away from there. You know what I mean? And I have a friend. I'll say I have a friend. He deals with anxiety, but homie don't really like fucking with his meds. And I be telling him like, yo, the first 2 weeks, bro, it's gonna be hell. But once it settles in your system and you kind of get over those symptoms like super tired or just, that's really like the main symptom, like super tired or no creativeness, because it dumbs you the fuck down. It's an antidepressant, basically, in a way. It just dumbs you down. So I do understand why some people don't like taking it. But me, if I don't take the shit, I fucking go off, man. I'm not gonna lie. I snap. I get mad easy. You know, I don't really like. I like keeping good energy. I can't be around somebody that's mad all the time because I've been there and done that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been there, done that. I've been the angry guy. I've been the pissed off guy. I've been the guy that was jealous and mad about his life and envious of other motherfuckers. I remember being a kid, man, just seeing motherfuckers in nice cars. You know, I'm in the trenches. And I used to hate, I ain't gonna lie, because I didn't know how to get it. I didn't know how to deal with it. So I feel like a lot of that's that anxiety in me to this day. It's still in me. It's one of those things where, again, I talked about it in my last video. You go through so much shit it stick with you, especially as, you know, black folk. It stick with you. So let me see. Basically, man, get you some breaks in. Get you some good company. If you want company, you might not be in the mood for company. Find something on YouTube, got every fucking thing. Find something up there, get you some rain noise, get you some relaxing sounds, get you some meditation music, get you some vibration, get you some, I don't know, man. I want to say get you, like, change your diet, but I ain't going to cap. I'm not there yet with the diet. Like, I'm not going to cap. I have an addictive personality. Once I find something that I like, that eases the stress, that eases the pain, I overindulge, man. Like, I overindulge, and I'm not proud of that. I'm not proud of saying that. But again, I'm on this journey. I don't know where to start, but I'm just going to go for it. I mean, hell, we don't got long on this earth, so I figured I'd just start. You know what I mean? And, it's tough out there, man. You know what I mean? It's tough out there, man. Especially, like, again, where you come from, where we come from, the hood, waking up every day, looking at wild-ass shit on the fucking internet, cop killing black men, unarmed black men getting put down. It fucks with our anxiety, man. And, like, these news outlets, they don't give a fuck. They just keep showing us this shit because it's money. They gonna click on it. They gonna go look. They don't give a fuck about us, man. That's why I don't even really fuck with the news like that. Everybody talking about the Ukraine war. Okay, that's cool. Fuck the Ukraine war. I got shit that I'm got going on. Let them white folks have that shit. You know what I mean? But again, man, anxiety is I don't want to say it's a lifelong thing, because I do believe that if you really put your mind to it, that you can grow out of it, that you can fight your way out of it. But it's a hell of a battle, because the hardest battle we deal with in this life, bro, is yourself. Beefing with yourself, going at yourself, because you ain't really got no real competition out here. You your only competition. Everything that you got going on in your head, yeah, it might have came from somebody else, it might have came from someone else, but it's up to you to figure out how to traverse this fucking battlefield. Sometimes you gotta duck. Sometimes you gotta lay low. Sometimes you gotta run. Sometimes you gotta retreat. Sometimes you gotta regroup. And then sometimes you gotta go to war and just bust back and just push forward. But it's tough sometimes, man. Like, it's really, 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 really tough sometimes. But it's a war out here, man. It's a mental war. It's a physical war. All type of shit, man. So I encourage, especially my brothers, man, all my black guys out there, man, like, because that's who I'm really talking to, man, because I don't think nobody else really, really gonna understand this shit. I could be wrong. I don't know. But, man, just find you some steps to take. Start finding you some steps to take, man, to ease that shit. Because a lot of us, man, we were told our whole life, be tough, be strong. Be tough, be strong, even when you're dealing with racist shit, even when your own people in the hood tripping, killing each other, even when you grew up in poverty, and a lot of these little rich boys and kids that think they had it bad don't know what the fuck it is. And I ain't gonna cap. There's people out there in way worse situations that might be handling this shit way better than me. But I ain't them. You ain't them. We ain't them. Or maybe you are them. You know, it all depends on who you are, what you've been through. And that's another thing, man. Don't get caught up in that what could I call it? Don't get caught up in that struggle competition shit. Oh, my shit was harder than your shit, so my this was harder than yours. And nah. If you won't wear my shoes, bruh, then it's not the same. It's not the same if you won't wear my shoes, bruh. It's not the same. Now, I can see if it's one of them situations where it's just a spoiled kid, you know, wants his way. That's different. But I'm saying, like, let me not get off subject, because I can do that sometimes. All I'm saying is this, man. Find your peace. Find you some tactics to fight back against yourself. And that sounds weird, doesn't it? But you're flawed. You got to remember you're flawed. You're a flawed person. I'm a flawed person. None of us are perfect. So again, like I just said, the war is against yourself. You ain't competing with nobody. Your war is internal and it's against yourself. Nah, listen, if you over there on the motherfucking battlefield like Ukrainians, then that's different. But you know, y'all know what I'm talking about. The war is against yourself, man. The battle is against you. The only way to beat that battle, man, is you got to be truthful. You got to find your truth. You got to find your strength. Like I said in the last episode, you got to find it, man. Like, and your boy is searching. I ain't on here trying to give y'all advice on some shit that I ain't doing my damn self. I'm trying to give y'all some real advice as I'm going through my shit. I feel like that's the best advice. Like, you going through it, I'm going through it too. So let me try to like help somebody. Again, if it could be one motherfucker, I don't care. It could be one person. It don't matter to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like the older I get, my purpose in life is to help others as much as I can. I can't save the world. Fuck no. Hell no. No one can say. Jesus couldn't even save the world. They killed that man. So what make any of us think we gonna save the world? Only thing we can do is do the best we can towards the people that's closest to us, and hopefully they'll take that with them and apply it in their life, and that and somebody else will see that and they take that and they apply it in their life, and it just goes on and on and on and on and on. That's hella optimistic though. But only thing we can do, man, is try, man. And again, man, like dealing with mental health, this is kind of like my therapy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got money to be talking to no therapist like that. And I ain't trying to really open up to no therapist because I feel like it will be fake. I would literally just sit down and just be like, yeah, you know, I got this, and that going on type shit. You see what I'm saying? And it wouldn't be real. It would just kind of be like me doing it because someone told me to do it, not because I'm ready to do it. See, you got to be ready to do that type of shit, man. You can't just go and, like, don't get me wrong. Like, if you looking and you searching for something and you try therapy and it worked for you, hey, keep doing that shit. I'm not really religious. Some people read the Bible to get through. If that's what you do, man, don't let nobody knock you off your square. If that Bible is getting you through, keep doing it. If that music is getting you through, keep doing it. If therapy is getting you through, bro, keep doing it. If smoking weed and, you know what I'm saying, knowing that, if that gets you through, that could be a crutch, though. That one could be a crutch. Trust me, I know. I ain't up here speaking no bullshit to y'all. Like, I know that shit could be a crutch. It can take you down if you overindulge, like your boy has. Your boy has overindulged in some shit. And it'll take you if you let it. I'm by the airport. That's a motherfucking airplane going on. But anywho, man, listen, man. I just want y'all to stay strong. Keep up the motherfucking good fight, man. And I'ma holler at y'all, man. I'm out.